Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast. Here we are here in the studio, National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM, Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. I want to give a big shout out to 4MW all the way up there in Torres Straits who've just taken on the program, National Talk Black. So big shout out for you up there and all mobby, my family all up there were Dunley Island. So heritage belongs to Sailor Pit Mob. I want to give a big shout out to my beautiful auntie Bertha Nee Sweeney up that way. And look, we're coming to you very soon in regard to business and leadership workshop up there in Thursday Island, next couple of weeks. Tides of Tomorrow, got an interview I did earlier with brother man Dennis Fay, who's the organiser for that. Tides of Tomorrow, it's called. So listen out for that, you mob. So welcome to the program, 4MW, 2 Deadly. Great to have you, mob. And big shout out there, all pumping up that way. And look, it's great to extend the National Talk Black program, which has been running for a good 25 odd years. I've been doing the program now for about 11 years, steering the ship. But it is your program, Yipla. Across the nation, big shout out to you all, wherever you are, and add to the conversation and the yarn, whatever topic, all is here. If you've got a business starting, then give us a call, have your say. If you've got an organisation up and running, if you've got a young daughter who just graduated from university, either way, if you just won the grand final in rugby league, I don't want to talk about football, Storms went down, but anyway, yarn here, all strong here for Deadly Yarns here on National Talk Black. Have you seen yarn up strong? And we've got daily information stories coming your way and daily interviews. Stay tuned to your daily program, but add to the conversation. If you've got something to say, all ears here. 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, Bala, Trevor Tim, 2 Deadly.
Pushing me aside.
Yenda Banapi Bamanda, Yenda Bakatanda Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM BBM.
Gotta go catch the night. Chasing not feeling you and me, it's alright. The same idea, you're keeping me in a twine. We're in and out of, we're in and out of time. Gonna go catch the night. I'm sick of dreaming, you and me set alight. The same idea, looking at our eye. We're in and out of, we're in and out of time. I don't need a reason, let go. I'm just trying to let you, you know. All that I need and all that I want is you here in this moment. Oh, gonna go catch the night.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim Trinity, Trev Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, Tides of Tomorrow. How's that for a title? We're talking about a business and leadership workshop happening up at Thursday Island on Monday 21 October to Friday 25 October. And the event, the workshop is for free, so to Delhi, looking for participants to come and join us. For people who have vision about a business, a concept, an idea, we're looking for entrepreneurs, rising to the top, and hence the name Tides of Tomorrow. How deadly is that? One-day leadership, three-day business. And we've got Delhi participants who got an opportunity to look at that, but Delhi facilitators as well delivering. And with that, we're going to talk to the organizer of Tides of Tomorrow. We have brother Balaman from up top there, where Badu Island. We've got Dennis Fay. Dennis, a very good morning, brother. How are you?
Morning. Good to be here. Nice to chat. And get something out like this for our people in the Torres Strait.
Sounds good, my brother. Look, before we go, Bala, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah. So for everyone else, my name's Dennis Fay, born and raised in the Torres Strait, and my family's from Badu Island.
Yep, to Delhi, brother. And entrepreneur, businessman you are, you're building a business on the side. Mm-hmm. Now, you're in a JOB in regard to the fireys, mm-hmm. Okay, so with the fire brigade.
Yes.
And then you're building a business side. We'll talk about Salty Monkeys is the business.
Yeah.
So give us a bit of story on who is Dennis Fay.
Yeah, so like I said, it all started born and raised in the Torres Strait, running around the islands there and For everyone up in the Torres Strait, we are ocean people. So the ocean was something for me that was always a part of my life. It was work at an early stage. We started working, you know, goes back a while, but I even worked on the pearl luggers when they were around as a kid.
Whoa.
And so
that in itself was a big industry,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah,
back in the day for our elders.
So I didn't do pearling, but we did beach demur. So like the slugs.
Yes.
Around the Torres Strait, and then yeah.
And they were good for koi.
We caught them to sell them to a market. So I think the Chinese use them for medicinal purposes.
Okay, there you go. All right.
Yeah.
And that is still operating today.
Yeah, yeah. So the Torres Strait still catches some form of beach demur or sea slug. Yeah.
Fantastic. So you're a fire brigade here in Cairns?
Yeah, yes. So I'm aviation firefighter in Cairns at the airport there.
How long have you been doing that job,
brother?
Been
doing that for at least 10 years now.
Okay. Now, they say fire brigades, firemen, you don't work 7 days a week because there'd be no town left.
Yeah.
You like
that's
them?
It. Yeah, yeah. Well, the way we say it is we're more of an insurance policy. So okay. When things get bad, you know, we're there to come in and help out. So
yes.
Hopefully we don't have to.
Sure. So with that happening, they say empires are built after hours. Mm-hmm. Here you have a full-time job as a fireman.
Yeah.
Building the business on the side, which we call Salty Monkeys.
Yes.
Entrepreneur you are, hence this business leadership workshop that you're organizing up at Thursday Island on Monday 21 October, Friday 25th of October, free event.
Yeah.
So you've got a passion for business, but you've got a passion for empowering our people to get in business. So tell us about, let's talk about Salty Monkey first.
Yeah, yeah. So Salty Monkeys, it's a brand, right? So I created a brand that reflects my passions growing up in the Torres Strait. And those things are the ocean, community, and our culture. And we put that into the brand. That's what it represents. So when we're looking at these things, you know, Salty Monkeys sells products and we create engaging content, adventure stuff around the ocean in the Torres Strait to build our community and viewers. But then we collaborate with artists, you know, talented artists to showcase their artwork, their stories. And we do a range of high quality apparel to share with our viewers and our community. You know, and we're about to release our dive range products now. So wetsuits are coming out soon, and we're continuing with a few other products in
the ocean. So you're manufacturers, you make these things. What's the products that you use to make them?
Yeah, so we've got all different types of stuff, but most of it at this point is apparel. So we've got shirts, hats, we're doing like towels as well, everything we can get the artwork on. And I have a number of different manufacturers that help us, you know, that we work with to make the products. And that's quite a journey in itself. And I'm, you know, happy to share a lot of that stuff in this workshop as well, that we can, you know, pass that knowledge on, because there's many people out there that are doing similar stuff. But I think, you know, I've gone to, you know, factories direct to be able to, you know, get the product, which in turn gives me a better control of what we're designing and what we're making. And we also get a better price, which then gives me the ability to give a better price for the people in the community.
Fantastic. How long has Salty Monkey been operating for?
Well, it all started off as a joke. We were traveling around loving the ocean. You know, we got a GoPro one day, caught some of our adventures and antics. Some of it was wearing monkey masks, put that on social media, and then people started to like it. They saw, you know, they connected with us because there's adventure, there's, you know, all of the stuff around the ocean, community and culture. And we had all of those elements in our content.
Because we're full of mock, us black people.
Oh, all the time.
Got to mock all the time. And the monkey mask and the mock there and having a good day.
Yeah, yeah.
It turned into fun, laughter, put it online.
That's
and it had a following. Then you created a space, you could say, a vehicle.
Yeah. People call it followers, but I call it community, right?
So I love
there's
that.
All of these people connect with the same things we had. And that's all we were. It was just a community that shared the same passion.
And so with that, so Salty Monkey, you got a web page?
We got a website, yeah. All you got to do is Google Salty Monkeys with an S. So
yes.
There's more than one.
Yes.
And you'll come up. It'll
okay.
come up
Salty
on your
Monkeys.
Page.
Yeah. And so with that, you do a lot of work in regarding environment, looking after Torres Strait, picking up rubbish and all that too.
Yeah.
How does that come into Salty Monkeys?
Well, it all goes back to, you know, our passion, our home. We realize that, you know, the ocean has provided for us in the Torres Strait for our whole existence, right? So it's a part of who we are. It's provided for us. So when I was traveling around promoting the beauty of the Torres Strait, you know, we've got a world audience on YouTube and on our channel. So when I was doing that, I saw all this rubbish on the shores. And I asked myself, well, how can you promote the beauty of your home when you can see all this rubbish? And you know that, you know, this rubbish would be affecting.
And that's from all around the world. We're talking about 2/3 of Earth is water. And people around the globe are on the water, using water, but then abusing the water when we're talking about rubbish. The rubbish floats anywhere and everywhere. And you find a lot of rubbish in the Torres Straits, yes?
We have a lot of rubbish, and most of that, I could say at least 90% of what I've seen and we're working towards in cleaning up, is foreign.
Okay.
So unfortunately, I think there's, you know, needs to be some support in, you know, managing where the source of all of this is coming from. But at the meantime, you know, my focus is to try and understand the issue, how much we're dealing with it, and hopefully we can find a way we could get some solutions to manage it a lot better. And that potentially could be manufacturing of some sort.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, we just want to try and, you know, take care of something that's always provided for us. And that's our home, that's our ocean.
And when we're talking about rubbish, we're talking a lot of plastic too, aren't we?
A lot of plastics.
And then we're talking about ghost nets as well.
Yes.
From fishermen.
They're the most main one is fishing gear, ghost gear.
Yes.
And a lot of bottles of, you know, as well. So a lot of water bottles, things like that. Yeah, and we
so part of Salty Monkey, you collect rubbish.
That's a part of, like, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, the thing that we love the most is just the ocean. We want to take care of it. We want it to be around there. So I think it's an obligation for us to make sure that we do something.
Okay, beautiful. Fantastic. So with that, entrepreneur thinker, you are an entrepreneur operator in a JOB, building business on the side. Hence your motivation to start the Tides of Tomorrow, which is a business and leadership workshop. So tell us where the idea came from and the reason why you do it, and let's promote it. It is free of charge. We're looking for EOIs, expressing of interest, looking at 15 participants. Tell us how you're traveling with that and how's it looking and the thought behind it when you first started it.
Yeah, so it all starts off when we always go back to those three things I say with the brand, right, and one of its community. So I feel like the brand would not be where it is without the community. So we want to try and give back, you know, and I'm not smart with all sorts of stuff, but I've gone through a bit of a journey now to learn and understand a little bit about business.
Okay.
So I would like to share what I've learned.
Share the knowledge.
Yeah. And then what we can do is find other people who are passionate and who are experienced that can help us and help the other communities. Because I feel like, you know, if I did it with no background and no experience and not even any intentions to
anybody
do something.
Anybody can do it.
Exactly. So surely there'll be people up there that'll be interested.
Same passion or vision or what have you. Yes.
Some people just like to solve problems, but maybe they just need to realize that that could be a business.
Yes. Thank you.
So there's many of those things. And, you know, we had an opportunity to have some funding, you know, philanthropic funding, to be able to go out into the community and cover the cost for us to deliver it. And that's why it's free. And we're hoping that we could find, you know, up to 15 participants that we can work closely with to give them some good experience, tools, and share some of our stories and journeys and lessons that they could take on board. You know, and if they want to, we can inspire to help them and get them started in business.
And I love in the title, Tides of Tomorrow. That's fantastic. Yes. And when I think about that and what you just explained, the reason for the Business Leadership Workshop, the old phrase, high tide rises all ships.
That's right.
Get it together, when it, empowering and motivating, inspiring our First Nation people to be in business, you know, build it and they will come.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's sort of concept, you know. And I'm feeling the passion and the excitement. And when you look at it, it creates, well, you look at the Big Island here in Australia, if not globally, there's always business seminars, leadership seminars.
Yes.
Nothing happens in the Torres Straits in that sense.
Not like what we want to deliver, no.
Thank you. So fantastic. So this would be one of the first of its kind, you could say.
Yeah, look, I think what we really want to focus on in mine is, I think, you know, when people get the opportunity, they get, might, you know, a chance to learn some things, but then they get that certificate. And once that course date is over, they're left on their own.
Yeah, sure. We've got to be the most certified people on planet Earth, us black folks.
Got all these certificates.
Exactly, but no positive outcomes.
That's right.
So if not a job, then start your own business.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, so I think, you know, there's many great opportunities where we are. we just kind of need to understand that, you know, and we want to be able, I'm passionate to you know, and then the whole team, you know, behind the Tides of Tomorrow group,
yes,
including yourself.
Thank you. Thanks. Let's talk about the people who are delivering the workshop.
Yeah.
So you gave a story about yourself, myself as a motivational speaker, as a new elect council for Cairns Regional Council, first Indigenous person ever.
Yeah.
So being at the table is a platform for leadership and success and what have you.
That's right.
And then we've got Sister Marcella Ketchell.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit about Marcella, please.
Yeah. So she's a managing
director. And a big shout out, Sister.
of Black Star Solutions.
Yes.
Quite experienced, you know, working in a lot of the communities and understanding communities well. And she's basically on the team to help us as well to deliver this workshop. So everyone that's on the team that's leading this is, you know, all First Nations people,
yes,
with passion and experience to, you know, help out the community and the people, you know, in the communities.
Yeah, so good leadership there. So fantastic. So going back to let the people know out there, the applications are still open. Monday 21 October, block out the dates for Friday 25th of October, up at Thursday Island, TI, fantastic. Expression of interest, how do people apply to be involved?
Yeah, so even if you go to the Salty Monkeys, socials page, you'll be able to find the links there. But we've got, you know, a Facebook page, Tides of Tomorrow.
Tides of Tomorrow,
yep.
T-O-T,
acronym. T-O-T,
yep.
That's right. And on that Facebook page, Tides of Tomorrow, you'll see, you know, that we've got some links there. We've also got a QR code. We'll be throwing out flyers around locally. We've got the radio. So we're doing a bit of promo to try and get, you know, the people on board to, you know, really help and support out in this journey.
Fantastic. Now, for people out there, you may not be a business person or you don't have no concept or idea of a business person, but the fact that it's free, there's free kaikai, as you mentioned in your promos,
come
and have a feed, but come and have a listen.
Yes.
When the student is ready, teacher will arrive. The old phrase, you know what I mean? And here's an opportunity by sitting there, having kaikai, listening to the conversations going on, different black businesses may be attending as well.
Yeah.
It may open your eyes, your heart, your vision to where you want to be in 5-10 years' time.
That's right. We might inspire someone to take those steps. You know, a lot of people might be just thinking about it, but we want to kind of encourage them to take the first steps and get going. Because that's when you really learn and really start to make the actions, you know, and take it from there. That's all we did.
But look, there's no elephant on top there with Thursday Island, but the old phrase, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
That's exactly right.
That's what
we're
talking about.
Well,
take the first
jugong,
step.
Jugong,
make a cake with rice there.
Well, you can't eat the whole thing, but one at a time, I'm sure we can.
Brother, look, I'm loving your passion. Congratulations, Dennis Fay. Tides of Tomorrow, you mob, check it out. Go to any of the Facebook page or check out Tides of Tomorrow. Just Google it and Google Salty Monkey to get the application to apply. Monday 21 October, here's the date claimer. Monday 21 October to Friday 25 October. 5 days of leadership and business information.
Mm-hmm.
And we are students for life. Come along, have a listen, get inspired.
That's right.
And it may open up big doors for you. But Dennis, thank you for your yarn.
No, thank
all
you
the best, my
me.
Brother. We're looking forward to this. And I would say the first of many.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And, you know, anyone out there listening that, you know, that is interested, reach out to us. You know, we really want to support our own people to, you know, get into business, you know.
So exactly, entrepreneurs. My brother, we'll talk soon. You take care and keep smiling, my brother.
All right, that's all that. Thank you.
Yeah, well. Beautiful yarn there, Dennis Fay, and the organizer of TOT, that's Tides of Tomorrow, acronym, Tides of Tomorrow Business and Leadership Workshop. As the dates stand, Monday 21 October, Friday 25 October, expression of interest, go to the Salty Monkey is Dennis's business there. You can check out that or also Google Tides of Tomorrow. Google Salty Monkey, get the information, get the application free of charge. Come and check it out. 1 day business, a 1 day leadership workshop, and then 3 day business workshop. So fantastic. And good participants sitting there taking on information to have a vision for the future. So fantastic. Do check it out. Tides of Tomorrow. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong here. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country as BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. With the Bawley One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Tamarindo, Kuyula Jara. Tamarindo, Kuyula Jara.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Island magic, drop a one, I give it to you. Baby, you be kissing me with fabulous looks.
That's the reason why I be fall for you. I only my love you to rule.
You give me love, that's what you do. And if love is a crime, I'm a criminal. I would break every rules for you. But I never got time, cause my time is for you.
My love is your love, baby. She don't need a Gucci bag or fanny. Baby, give me butterflies in my belly.
Nothing fancy, she's a beauty. Natural island girl, nothing but smooth skin. Proper curly hair, yeah, with them tight jeans. The way you dress up, girl, is fantastic. You wonder why you be kissing my eyes. What's a cobra? I'm hypnotized. Right now, I can tell no lies. Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here for me, girl. Now let me whisper in your ear and sing it this song.
Love is a love, baby. She don't need a Gucci bag or fanny. Baby, give me butterflies in my belly.
Of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Foster and Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
Every woman gave all she could. Broken heart, she made you papa wild, papa no good. Oh, brown river runs in this convict city. It's time to go.
Jungiji, that's Pulbara Man here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country. That's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, your mob, too deadly. Now, Global Nature Positive Summit 2024, First Nations Statement. Now, Nature Positive may sound like a new concept, but First Peoples have been a Nature Positive for millennium. We call it caring for country, whether it's land, sea or sky. Caring for the country has been part of our stories and songless for generations. It's driven by one simple principle, leaving a country better than you found it. And on countless occasions, the world has seen the social and economic good that comes when Indigenous people are supported to care for country. Look, with that and with the Global Nature Positive Summit 2024 First Nations Statement, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Josie Alec, Australian Conservation Foundation. That's ACF, First Nations Lead. And we have Josie on the line. Josie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Josie?
I'm actually in Sydney today. I'm on the Darling Harbour at the Nature Positive Summit.
All right, thank you very much. Land. Thank you, thank you. So before we start, who your mob, where you from, Josie?
Okay, so my mob are the Guruma Marasunia, or Robe River Guruma mob over in the Pilbara in WA, so around the Karratha area.
Beautiful and good footprint, and big shout out to your mob, and big shout out to the mob there with Sydney as well. Look, we are professors in all fields, all industries, are we not? 60,000 years.
Sure.
60,000 years, my sister. So, look, fantastic. Yep. So, tell us about the Global Nature Positive Summit that's coming up, please.
Oh, look, we're here today and we just had an opening. It's just opened up and some preliminary sessions have just started. So, look, it's Tanya Plibersek was here but let the First Nations people actually... there were some international guests as well, First Nations, that were up on a panel and were speaking about how important it is, you know, for First Nations people and our voices now for nature and to listen to, you know, and be heard.
I was just going to say, my sister, when you look at how they're looking for life on planet Mars, we need to look after this planet first. You know,
yeah,
when you talk about
absolutely.
The Big Island, exactly. When you talk about the Big Island, you're talking about Australia, the longest living culture on planet Earth. We are here forthtelling and regarding our stories and looking after country. And it is virtually coming to the surface now in regarding the work that we do. And governments and non-Indigenous people are open-minded and to looking towards support or direction from us as black people. So when we talk about Global Nature Positive Summit, is this the first inaugural summit or has it been running every year?
I think this is the first one that they've done here. And it's there's such a big turnout here. There's there's nearly 1,000 people here, which is really good. And that's, you know, that's people, you know, coming from businesses and then First Nations people and, you know, some international guests as well here, which is really good, I think, for especially for First Nation voices here.
And where's the summit being held?
It's here in the I think it's the International Conference Centre in Darling Harbour in Sydney.
Okay, fantastic. And you're with the Australian Conservation Foundation, ACF.
Yep.
How long have you been there, Josie?
I'm coming up to two years.
Cool.
Actually, in next week.
How are you enjoying that journey?
Really loving it. It's actually a great position to be in, having, you know, being a First Nations lead and, you know, first in an ENGO, which is, you know, one of the first, I think, to actually get a First Nations lead. I think a lot of environmental sectors were sort of scared to actually get that First Nations voice in.
We're not scary people, are we, Josie?
No, that's it. But like this is the way that we change, right?
Exactly.
This is what happens when, you know, you sort of change. And I mean, there's probably been a lot more other organisations that have worked closely with Indigenous people. And, you know, now we see like our First Nations mob all in these environmental groups especially, and exactly. actually taking a lead in our culture and being able to bring that to, you know, the wider communities.
Well, exactly. How long is the summit running for, JC?
So this is, it's a three-day summit. Okay. Yeah, 2 days here, and then the third day is out on country. There's a couple of different activities that people can do. So I'm going on the Sydney Harbour cruise and going to have a look at Cockatoo Island, how they do their conservation over there.
Look, it's a team effort. We're all in this together when we're talking about looking after the country, you know.
And, yeah,
but
for sure.
We should be front and centre in regarding First Nation people in regard to the lead on this as the traditional owners, you know what I mean? But we're open the floodgate, so to speak, for the education to our fellow Australians, if not our fellow worldly people, to come to the table and get educated and learn from the people. And we're talking like fire, for example, using that as a tool in looking after the country. I mean, that's all part of the conversation and the education, is it not?
No, it sure is. It sure is. And it is all like you hit the nail on the head there. It's all about education because people don't know what they don't know. But we've learnt this, and it's innately in our DNA to look after country and step in our footprints, to be able to listen to country and learn from country, and from our ancestors as well, from what they have to tell us. So it's all there, we've just got to bring, it's time now we bring back that knowledge and that, like I said, the wider community, especially businesses, that are doing business on country, really, really embrace that and engage with First Nations people. But not only engage and embrace, but actually listen.
Well, exactly.
Listen to them and implement that change, because that implementation is crucial to, us all getting out of bed and putting our feet on Mother Earth every day.
Well, exactly. And if you come to the table as a geologist or archaeologist or whatever the case may be, come to the table as a student, come to learn,
exactly.
what I mean?
And we are all students in life.
Thank you. We are. And come with an open mind, open heart, open spirit for the learning. And I'm loving the title, Josie, when you look at Global Nature Positive Summit. First Nation statement. I mean, and if this is an inaugural one, well, this should be an annual event. And, it 1,000 people, that's a good a number of people for delegates. And so we need, it shows it's a very important conversation that needs to be had, and it's being had, which is fantastic. So I salute you, my sister, you and your team, and fantastic.
Thank you so much.
And enjoy the journey and enjoy educating people. But, of course, have your open heart and open mind as well, Josie. And a big shout out to ACF, sister.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me.
And you take care and all the best, eh?
No worries. Thanks so much. See ya.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Josie Alec, her name is, Australian Conservation Foundation, ACF, and First Nations lead. And we're talking about the inaugural Global Nature Positive Summit happening 2024 down in Sydney, First Nations statement. So, which is fantastic. And, come to the table with an open mind, open heart. Come as a student. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, but it's come to the time where Trendy Trev signs off for today's program. Thank you for your company, Mob. Thank you to 4MW for joining us. A big shout-out to Mob there, Torres Straits, or Pumley up top there. And, I'll be coming up to see you guys very soon. So do check out TOT, that's Tides of Tomorrow. Check out Salty Monkey, Google that, and you'll find all the information in regard to the business leadership workshop that's happening up there on the 21st of October to 25th of October. So to Deadly Mob, big shout out, and thank you very much. Thanks for tuning in. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And I'll be back on the airwaves tomorrow with your daily program, National Talk Black. Keep smiling, stay deadly, and we've got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. Don't touch that dial. National Talk Black, too deadly.
Find a lover in a bummer that will never break your heart. So good to you, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I'd do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me.
Well, it's a come, baby, come, baby, here I come, come. You're undercover lover, not a bummer on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candidate lot, if you know what I mean. I saw you standing there with a smile like Cinderella. I wondered if you kick it with a fine young brother like me. So tell me, do I pass the test? Cause this bottle's coming at you above
man,
all the
I'm
rest.
Man, I'm an Ali. Almore is gay. Carry along. Kotaka mer, Kareem. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Mena manali, amor is gay, carry alarm. Kotaka mer, Kareem. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Manali, amor is gay, carry alarm. Kotaka mer, Kareem. Mena manali, marim natagri.